You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I found this thing, and I want to run it over with you guys, because, you know, think about this question. What's the best time to have Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, this is a good question.
It is a good question. Experts say, well, I'll ask you guys before I say
okay,
it.
Okay, I say 4 o'clock.
4
p.m.?
Yeah.
That's like not
and
dinner.
That's eating. That's not people showing up.
No.
That's
no,
eating.
No. Showing up at 2.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Which gives the late ones time to roll in.
Yeah.
You get to chitty chat with your cousins that you haven't seen in a while.
Yep.
And then dinner at 4.
Kevin?
Dinner at 6, arrive by 4, 5 at the latest.
Okay, so here we go. Experts say earlier in the day is better. Point Katie. To give yourself more time to digest before bed. So they're coming at this from a health perspective. But what you eat and how much of it you eat is just as important as when you eat it.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to go in? Let's go into some of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
For one, it's easier to adjust throughout the rest of the day if you overeat at an earlier meal, which is what Thanksgiving is like unofficially for.
Sure.
This was all done through Columbia University. So this is like some Ivy League stuff coming at you, okay?
Imagine sending your kid to Columbia University and then at Thanksgiving, they're like, well, son, we're very proud of you. What are you been working on?
When for turkey time. Plus, having a larger meal closer to bedtime can potentially cause reflux issues when you try to go to sleep. So as a general rule, try to give yourself at least 3 hours between finishing your meal and going to bed. That's generally. But then they also say moderation is the key. I used to, and they actually have a time. So, okay, if you have a giant Thanksgiving meal with 3 servings of everything, well, that's a lot.
Wait, so you went back for triples?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, going back for double. Well, I mean, ever since I've been on set point with the GLP-1s, Thanksgiving has been like a test of endurance. Like, because yes. I'll make a plate and it's Thanksgiving. So I'm just like, well, yeah, a little of this and a little of this. And before I know it, I have a small cliff of food in front of me and I don't even finish one.
Yeah.
You know, so triples. Okay. So it says here, though, but with 3 servings of everything, 2 p.m. is when they say you should probably start eating your Thanksgiving dinner. 2 p.m. Yeah. You're probably going to feel way more uncomfortable than eating just 1 serving. And if you have just 1 serving, you could get away with eating at 6. But that's assuming, though, that you don't go to bed till 9. You know,
well,
if I have Thanksgiving dinner, man, I going to bed is like, it's like a pot of gold. Like, all I want to do is go to sleep on Thanksgiving night.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I wonder where this lands for Christmas dinner.
For us, Christmas dinner is the same thing.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
Which makes it so much worse that we have to host Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve now. Because, like, everybody leaves on Thanksgiving and it's like, okay, we'll see you guys in about 3.5 weeks and we'll do this exact same thing again, just with a tree in the house.
See, the problem with Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
We get to my mom's around 12. And then dinner isn't until, like, 5. Mm-hmm. And they do, like, Christmas with me and my brother and the all the grandkids and our partners. But then that gets you till about 2:30.
That's a long time.
And then what?
See, in the
past, I would love to have an earlier Christmas dinner so we could kind of like bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
But then that would require my mom to be up and cooking instead of enjoying all the like gift opening festivities.
Well, in the past, the way that Katie and I had childhoods, and I say that making it sound like we are brother and sister that had the same childhood.
We kind of did.
But the cosmos wanted us to have identical childhoods.
That would be our entertainment time.
Exactly. That was the time where, you're right, our moms would be like, okay, so I still have a lot to do. Nobody in the kitchen. And we've got about 4.5 hours before we eat. So, Gavin, Katie's mom, Katie, I need you to get in there.
Get in there and do your monologue.
You just learned that brand new song.
Okay.
I want you to do it and do it a couple times.
Okay, get in there. Do the monologue from the Mary Steenburgers, a holiday classic, A House Without a Christmas Tree. Okay? You know your grandpa loves it.
Tell that story about when your flight got canceled. It's so funny.
As an adult, that has backed off for me. Probably because I had my first kid so young that, like...
You're on kid duty now.
Now I'm on kid duty.
Right. But you know what's great about that? So I've said this on the show before. I make every meal. I make out of 365 days, if we're eating dinner, it's all but two. And it's Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'm off the hook.
You're eating dinner at home.
Right.
Yeah.
I won't even help for Thanksgiving. Well, that's not true. I made the turkey last year. But anyway, though. But regardless, though... What's great about being on kid duty is that those kids eventually grow up and they don't want you anymore. Mm. So now, guess what my job is? Get drunk with Uncle Ben. And we sit outside in the chilly air and we drink bottles of wine.
You guys get so goofy on holidays.
And my brother's husband shows up and just quietly judges the two of us as we then start just making fun of him.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm all about showing up early. If you're just joining us, what's the perfect time for turkey dinner on Thanksgiving? 2 p.m.
Maybe I should encourage my mom to like, hey, Mary, I know that it's a big undertaking. Mm. Could you move it along? What a beezy. She finally started doing the thing where she's like, who can bring what?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Which, because we're all grown-ups now. My cousins are all grown-ups. We're all, you know.
Yeah.
So, it does not seem to make it happen earlier, though.
Anyway, she's just used to it now. Or maybe she read this Columbia study and it's all about digestion time.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.